you say. Oh, you know I like this song. Because he is the way of the truth. Oh, he's the way, the truth. Sing it like you mean to say, oh yeah. If you wanna see Jesus, uh-huh. If you wanna see my Savior, yes sir. The order Lamb of the God, sure enough. Here's what you gotta do. You must be saved. Uh-huh. I don't think you heard I say, so numb. Ain't but one way, dawg, you must be saved. Sure enough. Oh, marvel not. You know. Come on, we're gonna do it two more times. Oh, we gonna get out of here saved.
Amen. 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 Woo. Goodness. We thank you and praise God for another opportunity to come before you. We thank God for all that he is, all that he has used us for, and we set ourselves in agreement that God will use us all the more. Amen. Those of you with your Bibles, would you stand to your feet and turn with me to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, and just stand as we make our proclamation. Those of you that can and will, let us hold our Bibles high. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God, that he may prove his word in my life today. Together we will read Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 7 and 8. If you have that, say amen. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 7 and 8. Let us read. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. As well as the first Sunday, this will be the installation of our officers. I need for all presidents, vice presidents, superintendents to stand. I need all secretaries and treasurers to stand. I need all chaplains to stand. I need all janitors to stand.
God in the house. Hallelujah.
I need all the children of God that want to be leaders in the future to please stand.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yay, God. Yay, God.
Yes. For our text this morning is different by design. Look at one of your neighbors and repeat after me. Neighbor,
neighbor.
I'm different.
By design.
Amen. You may be seated. When we read as our meditational scripture, the story of Joshua and how the Lord had called him and anointed him and told him what thus he should do and how God was going to be with him. We always get excited about that. But I want you to know that was not the start of Joshua.
All right.
For over in the 17th chapter of Exodus and chapter 10, Moses had gone to Joshua and he said, Joshua, I need you to pick out 10 fighting men. I need you to pick out some fighting men because tomorrow you're going into battle. I won't be there. But I'm going to stand on the mountain and watch you. I'm going to trust you, Joshua, that you won't pick out your best buddies because best buddies ain't always the best person to have in the foxhole with you when you're fighting. Your best buddy don't always have your back when the fire gets turned up. But Joshua, I want you to go and find some fighting men because you're going into battle. Leaders, your first order of business is you must be trustworthy.
All right.
As a leader, you
must be
trustworthy.
All right.
When Moses told Joshua to go and pick out the men, he said, because tomorrow you're going into battle.
Right.
Leaders, let me tell you, I can't make every meeting, but God has already promised he will be there with you. Can't be everywhere at the same time, and I'm not God. God said, I will be with you. And if you don't pick out your best buddy, but if you be a friend to God, God will be a friend to you. You must be trustworthy in your position. If God cannot trust you with two members, he will not give you 25. If you have a Joshua spirit, you will be trustworthy. I don't know about you, but it gets on my nerves to have a boss to look over my shoulder after they have given me words to do. That gets on my nerve. Because if you tell me what to do, don't stand there and watch me do it. Because I'm going to wait till you move. I may be a lot of things, but I ain't stupid and I'm not dumb. When you tell me what to do, go sit your happy self down, and I'll come back to you when I'm through. Anybody else like that? So let me tell you, we don't need a leader that can't do nothing by themselves. Because in leadership position, the first thing you're going to do is call on God. And when you going to cover you. He is the one that's going to hold you up. He is the one that is responsible for you to get the job done. First order of business as a leader, you must be trustworthy. Moses told Joshua, he said, I'm not going in the battle, but I'm going to watch you. I'll come when you need me. Hey, he said, I'll be there. Just call on me. I'll be right there because I'm going to make sure they don't get the best of you. Leaders, let me tell you, when you take your position, sometimes people going to talk about you behind your back. But you just go on. Everybody's not going to like what you're trying to do, but you just go on. Because the Lord didn't tell you that they got to like you. He just said, do your job. Be trustworthy where you are. Amen? Amen? Joshua was trustworthy. Point number two. Leaders, your works and your word will follow you. In case y'all taking notes, I haven't got to my text yet. I'm still over in Exodus. When Joshua finished the fighting, the Lord spoke to Moses and said, rehearse this victory in Joshua's ear. Always remind him of what God has done. As I stand before you, I reminded myself, and maybe you remember, God has opened doors for some of y'all. God has done some miracles for some of y'all. God has brought some of y'all through all ups and downs. He has closed some doors. He has given you miracles. He has caused you to be delivered. It's 2010, but we had to go through 2000, 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's why we can praise him in 2010, because he has blessed us down through the years, and he never left us by ourselves. There's never been a day that we woke up and God didn't wake us up. There's never been a day that we had activities of our limb and God didn't give it to us. He said, remind Joshua, I came to tell you, St. John, don't get so caught up in today that you don't remember where he brought you from. That's why we still get happy on. Hallelujah. I won't complain. I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. But my good days outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. I won't complain. Had some days when people celebrated my name. Had some days when people tried to put me in the grave. But God raised me up. And I won't. I will not. I cannot. I won't complain. God told Moses, remind Joshua. I don't know where you're sitting at today, St. John. But I came to tell you, as good as you got it today, I know it ain't always been like that. Every now and then you just ought to stop and look back and see from whence he brought you. Every now and then you just ought to stop, just stand still and see what the Lord is able to do. Because as the Lord told Moses, he said, remind Joshua, came to remind you as leaders, today is a good day. Today is a good day. The choir was singing. The musicians was playing. Some of the people in the congregation were smiling. But it won't be like that every day. But if you can just look back, just think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. When the people ain't smiling at you, you smile back at them and say, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Because the Lord told Moses, Joshua needs to be reminded. Joshua needs to be reminded. When you in leadership position, you need to keep in front of you the things that God has done. And I don't know if y'all just allow me a few minutes. I'd like to take just a few minutes out and say, if you know him to be a doctor, why don't you raise your hand? If you know him to be a heart fixer and a mind regulator, why don't you raise your hand? If you know him to be a midnight rider, why don't you wave your hand? If you know him to be money when you need it, a way out of no way, why don't you just wave your hand? If you know him to be better to you than you've been to yourself, why don't you wave both hands and just say, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I just want to remind you, I'm in my introduction. Hallelujah. He said, remind Joshua. See, sometimes we get too big and we forget it wasn't ourselves that brought us, but it was Jesus. Point number three, leaders must stay at their posts. In Exodus chapter 24 and verse 13, it is printed, it is reported, it is recorded in the word of God that Moses got up because the Lord had told him to meet him at the top of the mountain. And when he went to the top of the mountain, when he got up, Joshua, now Moses didn't wake Joshua up, but Joshua got up. See, Moses was Joshua's leader. How many couples do I have in here? Wave your hand. See, when they get together in the bed, if one of them move, don't the other one know it? If one of them get up, you don't say amen no more. You know that enough. So, Joshua loved his leader so much that when Moses got up, Joshua got up too. Didn't have to be waked up. Moses didn't have to shake him, but he said, listen, when my master move, I'm moving. So in Exodus 24 and 13, Moses was going up to see what God wanted to do. And Joshua went as far as the Lord would allow him. But then also in that same chapter, verse 32 and 17, when Moses was coming down, Joshua came down and he said, what is the noise in the camp? Because let me tell you, no matter how long Moses was on that mountain, Joshua was at his post. No matter how long Moses was on the mountain, Joshua was on his J-O-B. Point number three, for a leader, you must stay on your job. You must stay on your J-O-B. If they don't like you, stand at your post. When they don't come to rehearsal, you come to rehearsal. When they don't dress up, you dress up. They don't have uniform, you put on uniform. If they don't want to go, you go. It doesn't matter what they do, but if you are the leader, you are the one that should stay at your post. Yes. Yes. You know how we get sometimes? I don't feel like. I want to. Yeah, yeah. But what we learn in Sunday school, when the leader go to sleep, everybody else go to sleep. When the leader gets up and go to run it, everybody else. Hello. So whatever you do in leadership position, that's the kind of ministry you're going to have. If the ministry, if the leader ain't about nothing, then your ministry ain't about nothing. When Moses came down, Joshua came down. He didn't say, how long you gonna stay up there, Moses? I'm tired, Moses. I got to use the bathroom. bathroom, Moses. I'm hungry, Moses. Joshua stayed on his post. Hallelujah. Anybody got the Joshua spirit in here this morning? And understand. I'm in the introduction. Point number 4. It's found in Proverbs, glory to God, 18 and 16. Your gift will make room for you and will bring you before great men. Joshua had the gift of fellowship. Joshua knew how to follow long before he was ever raised up. Joshua was found trustworthy before he was ever given a position. Joshua was found to be on his post before he ever got a position. Joshua was different by design. He didn't look around and see where his friends were. He knew he had a call on his life. And since his friends did not call him, he did not mind leaving them behind. Since his friends were not going where he was going, he didn't mind 6 degrees of separation. Since his friend did not do what he wanted to do, he said, excuse me, but I have a higher calling. And therefore, Joshua separated himself because he was different by design. Somebody say, I'm different. Somebody say, I'm different. Hallelujah. Which is point number 5. Good leaders must have good fellowship. If you are not a good follower, you will not be a good leader. Let me say that again. If you are not a good follower, you will not be a good leader. I said number 4. That was 4. My last and final point. Let's go over to the text. Deuteronomy 31, verse 7. And Moses called unto Joshua and called him in the sight of all Israel. Some of us want to be called when we ain't did a dadgum thing. Say my name. And your name ain't nowhere between Genesis and Revelation. You ain't never been to Sunday school. We ain't never seen you in prayer meeting. You ain't never drove by the church on Wednesday night. What we gonna call your name for? We ain't seen your name on no tithing envelope. You don't show up for movie night, watch night, no other kind of night. Say my name. Why? I want everybody to see me. Why? We already know what a do nothing look like. We used to look just like it. How y'all doing? Say my name. If you do something, we'll say your name. Hallelujah. I put $10 in the church. Y'all didn't call my name. Because the person next to you put in $100. We didn't call theirs either. Somebody say, help her, Lord. When Moses called Joshua, we read it over in Exodus. Right. We read it over in Joshua. Right. Joshua got called up because of his background. Right. Joshua got called up because what he had been doing behind closed doors. Yeah. Some of us sign up for the job and we don't come back until payday and get mad because we ain't got no check. get attendance points for coming here. We missed last Sunday. Some of us wish we did have church last week because we wanted to be here. My Lord. Moses called Joshua and he stood him up in sight of all Israel. And he said, be strong and of a good courage. Child of God, let me tell you, these are rough days ahead. Hallelujah. And if you look in your bulletin, some of you might get upset because there's a line in the bulletin that says all ministries start up this week. I know some of y'all were looking for a 30-day off period. It's a new year. Kick it in, baby. It's time to put your work boots on. It's time for you to roll up your sleeve. It's time for us to get busy. And it starts this week. Look at your neighbor and say, this week. Look at your neighbor and say, this week. When Moses called Joshua up. Hallelujah. In verse 8, he said, and the Lord, it is he doth go with you. Leaders, let me remind you again. The call on your life, nobody called you but God. Nobody is responsible for you but God. Nobody is in charge to keep you but God. And you're sitting there saying, but Lord, I can't do it. The devil is a lie. It might be hard, but you can do it. It might be rough, but you can do it. The dark nights may be darker than you ever seen, but you can do it. And God did not just stop there, but we serve a mighty God as we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We don't just praise him because he died on the cross, but he proved himself to be trustworthy because when he left his mighty home in glory, he brought to us redemption story. He didn't need to be baptized, but he told John, baptize me that we may do all things that is righteous and in order. And I want you to know he was teaching the disciples, but they didn't learn everything. He still had to stand at his post when they was going across the river and the wind rose up and the disciples said, Jesus, don't you care what happened to us? Jesus wiped the sleep from his eyes and he stood and said, peace be still, because even though the wind was rolling, even though the water was moving, even though they had to wake him up, he went to his post and he stood there and said, peace be still. Because he was on his post. He was trustworthy. He was a good follower. And he stood on his job. Yes. Hallelujah. And even that night, before they betrayed him, Jesus had got his disciples together. And he said, will you pray with me for 1 hour? See, Jesus was different by design. He had all this pressure on him. And he said, I can't make it by myself, but I just need somebody to pray with me. So Jesus got the ones who had said they were trustworthy. And he went to his Father and he kneeled down and he said, Father, make this cup pass from me. But Lord God, not my will, but thy will be done. When he got up, he went back to his friend. And he saw his friends were asleep. And he said, oh, wait a minute. And he went back and he said, Father, Father, is there any other way? The people that I trained, they done went to sleep on me. The people that had my back, they done went to sleep and left me. Lord, is there any other way? And he went back to see if they had woke up. And they were still asleep. And he looked at me and said, y'all sleep on. I got to be about my Father's business. So he went on and he was betrayed. He was beaten for nothing. The word said, by his stripes. I'll tell you, by his stripes. He said he was bruised for our iniquity. By his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And he who had done no wrong. He you had done no wrong, took on the sins of the world, and they stood him up between heaven and hell. And when he looked down, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he stood there. He stood right there. He stood right there. He said, Father, it is finished. No matter what, how long it took, he had been spit on. He had been lied on. He had been talked about. But he stood right there. His best friends walked away from him. But he stood right there. He had done no wrong. But he stood right there. He stood there. He stood there. Bleeding. He stood there. Until he bled enough to cover all the sins. All of the sins. He stood there. And it wasn't just any kind of blood. Because his blood was different by design. He bled. And he bled. And then they took him down. And they laid him in that grave. He said, I don't want to buy it. I'm just going to need it for a couple of days. So he laid there all that Friday. He laid there all Saturday morning. He laid there all Saturday night. But somebody said early. Somebody said early. Somebody said early. Sunday morning, he got up with all power. He got up with all power. He got up with all power. All power. All power. All power. Because he was different by design. He was different. He was different. He was different. And as a leader, if you want to be the best ministry, you got to be the best leader. If you want God to raise you up, then you got to be trustworthy. If you want God to set you before great men, then you got to let your gift make a way for you. You can't buy your way into the kingdom. You got to work and work until your day is done. Leaders, please stand. All leaders, please stand. You are installed this day in the spirit of Joshua. You are called to be trustworthy. You are called to be faithful. You are called to carry out your post. You are called to keep being reminded that Jesus should be the center of your joy. You are called to know that God is the one who said he will neither leave you nor forsake you. Now, officers, I need you to repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, in the spirit of Joshua, I command myself this day. I dedicate myself this day to do all that the Lord has assigned and ordain my hands to do. I submit to his will. I submit to his way. And I make a public confession. If and when my spirit and my soul can no longer abide by this oath. I will voluntarily remove myself from office so that I will not impede, slow up, or tear down the success of the ministries that the Lord my God is building within this congregation, here now known as St. John Missionary Baptist Church. If that's true, put your hands together and say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
You may be seated.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Dick, are you ready?
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank are you ready?
Lord God. Mighty God.
God knows the plans. Some of us don't understand. We think that having a